This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The oceans are in poor health and getting worse. A major study concludes the government efforts to protect the oceans and U.S. coastal waterways are disorganized and often ineffective. The study recommends a major overhaul of government efforts to put the oceans back on the road to health. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The sea change over the past several decades has been mostly on land. 50% of Americans now live on 20% of the land, the 20% along the coasts. That's brought development, pavement, and runoff. The runoff carries pollutants. Rivers are carrying more fertilizers and pesticides from farms into the oceans, where they kill aquatic life, and overfishing has wiped out some fish stocks. These are some of the conclusions of the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy. Experts from business, academia, and government agreed that despite numerous laws regulating water quality, building practices, and fishing, the regulatory system is broken. Biologist Paul Sandifer from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is a commission member.
We have not taken as much care to relate all of the activities one to another and understand what the cumulative impact on the coastal resources, ocean resources, have been.
The report calls for an Office of Ocean Policy in the White House and an Oceans Advisor to the President and more money for ocean research. Beth Milliman of the environmental group Ocean Policy Project says in the past, the government has often worked at cross purposes.
You have the National Flood Insurance Program providing insurance for people to build right on the water's edge, which destroys important habitat and adds pollution to water and blocks the public's access to the water.
But environmental groups and the fishing industry also say they welcome anything that focuses attention on the ocean's distress. The commission's report now goes to coastal governors and the public for comment, and then to Congress for action. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.